Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message I deliver every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. Well, I guess my boys are a little quiet over here today, so we'll have to see. Well, maybe I can wake them up real quick here. Yeah, maybe not. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, there we go. Helps when you turn their volume, their mic.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Yeah, when their mic's on, it works so much better. Holy cow. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, I plan to save you money with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Chad. Lisa, I'm glad to see you made it back, and I guess the people down in South County are safe after your travels. Glad to see you both with us this morning. Checking out, what are we going to celebrate today? I saw some celebrations today, and you got to really wonder about these. Some people don't even know what they are. National Diatomaceous Earth Day.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, Matchmaker Day. South Carolina Day.
You know better than that.
Well, obviously, having beaten anorexia, National Trail Mix Day. We'll go with that one. Yeah, we'll stick right there. National Trail Mix Day. You know, if it's something that's got to do with food, I am there. You know that about me. I'm ready to eat at a moment's notice. A lot of economics today. We'll cover a lot of the economics and news, catch up on a lot of information. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 48.02. Oil up $1.14 per barrel. That's going to be a fascinating story that we're going to be watching for you. What's going on with oil? Because it's going to be a little bit of a backwards thought process here as we move forward. Why backwards thought process on oil? Well, we're going to probably start getting a lot of storage of oil, a lot of oil going into storage. Yet, we're going to see oil prices increasing. Why would we have both of those happening at the same time? Well, it's pretty simple. When I tell you, you're gonna say, "Oh, I knew that." The idea here is the going on. But with going on in the Houston area, the refining of gasoline is slowing down. That's where the issue is going to be. The national average for gasoline at $2.449, significantly higher than where we were a week ago, $2.34.8. Think about that. It's up 10 cents, up 5% in a week. Now, we're looking here in California, $3.23. South Carolina, $2.26. Remember we were talking about that one at $2.04. $2.25.7 in Texas. So we are seeing this effect going on, and it's going to continue. But here's the issue is we're going to have a buildup of oil, a shortage of gasoline until we figure out how to get the refineries back online, making sure that they are safe. Core PCE price index, 0.1% from June, matching the consensus, 1.4% higher than a year ago from an annual rate of 1.5% last month. Fed's target for inflation, remember that number, it is at 2% is the Fed's inflation target. So we'll continue monitoring that one for you as well. We're going to also take a look at weekly jobless claims, 236,000, slightly below the consensus on the jobless claims number there. So we'll watch that one as well. Chicago PMI, 58.9, very close to expectations. Disney, ABC, ooh, this is going to be a fun one. Disney and ABC are looking at cutting their staffing. Disney and ABC cutting the staff. What's going on there? They're looking at a 10% reduction of staff. 10%. That's a lot of folks that are going to be out of work, reducing the annual cost percent of the parent company. That's not going to be favorable news right out there coming out for our friends over that working at Disney. So that's just a few of the economic numbers that we are seeing in today's marketplace. Moving right along for you to see what we've got going on in the markets. Fox ABC poll, Fox News poll is the next item on our agenda today. Fox News coming out saying GOP voters think the media is a bigger threat than white supremacists. 69% of Republicans think the media is a larger threat than white supremacists, compared to 18% who said the opposite. Nobody likes the white supremacists. That's pretty much a given. There's a very, very small group of people that are white supremacists. I think they say it's 0.3% of our population. And the only thing we can say about them, I don't know if there's anything that we can, there's nothing we can say. Oh, I guess my sound effect board's gone on the blink on me here a little bit. But the white supremacists, they're trouble. But there's not a lot of them. So that's where the issues come right there. 76% of the Democrats think white supremacists pose a greater threat. Well, I can understand that, because that's what the media, they're listening to a media that simply tells them what they want to hear. They regurgitate it. 45% of the men think media poses a greater threat. 43% say the opposite. Just a little bit of a... Now, you have to remember, it is a Fox News poll. You have to always wonder, whenever you're looking at some of the polls, who's writing the poll? Who is it? What is their perspective? And we want to remember that part of it at all times, because there is an issue. What is the underlying factors? Anybody that's ever done any kind of statistics, anybody that knows anything about polling, they do know they can ask the questions in a specific way to get the answers that you want to get. Just saying, moving right along. Taking a look at the newest reading on mortgages today as well. Freddie Mac came out with their numbers. 3.82% is the 30-year fixed rate loan. You're going to have to pay a half to get it. Last year, 3.46 was the same number, the 1st of September last year, 3.46. Today it's 3.82, down from 3.86. And we are looking at the 10-year Treasury. It is at 2.129 right now, 10-year Treasury, 2.1. Well, now, we were talking about the white supremacists, and you guys finally bring up my sound effect. Anytime we say white supremacists, we should have that. Yeah, we should have that queued up, guys. Anytime you hear the word white supremacist, get rid of them. They have a right to say what they want in this country. They have the right to be stupid. They have the right to be wrong. But, you know, they get rid of them. That's just the way it is. Price gouging. We knew that we would see some of this. And I love listening yesterday. Ken Langone was on. He's the founder and still, I think, a major shareholder in Home Depot, talking about price gouging at a time like this. No place for it. Any of those, and Langone's comment was, anybody caught price gouging should be shot. Yeah, they did not have the soundboard when he was talking, so he couldn't do that. Best Buy. Apparently, there's one store, hopefully it's just one store, that none of the others went this far. $42 for water. $42 for a pack of water at a Best Buy store. Walmart's giving millions and millions of dollars to the effect. Walmart had it $20 for a case, USA Today said. But Best Buy issued an apology for the overpricing and blamed it on a few employees at one store. Hurricane Harvey price gouging complaints were running high in Texas, and there were reports of water prices from $30 to $90 per case. I saw that. They're going to need millions of cases of water every single day out in Texas right now. I'm sure Best Buy is not happy about this. I'm sure that one of their they have a spokesman, Jeffrey Shellman, issued an apology saying the pricing error was made by a store employee who added up the cost of each individual bottle of water to come up with the price for the case. Big mistake. And you know that in today's day and age of social media, nothing is overlooked. Everybody sees everything. Best Buy not getting some publicity on that one. One thing we are seeing some good publicity on, though, in the hurricane area, cell phones. Now, here's kind of a dilemma. The cell phone towers apparently have been not had any problems down there in the Houston area. The problem becomes, how do you charge the phones? So roads, refineries, other infrastructure taking a beating in Texas, Louisiana. But cell phone networks so far remain largely functional. Big carriers brought in supplemental equipment and backup power and turned to drones to diagnose problems. Four Gulf Coast counties northeast of Corpus Christi, Texas, had more than half of their cell towers knocked out early in the week, but crews have been able to restore many of them. As of Wednesday, Aransas County had the heaviest outages with 47% of its 19 towers out. That's down from 95% right after the weekend storm, according to data from the Federal Communications Commission. So those of you, the takeaway there is just be aware that the outages are there. In a storm, the phones are going to be, you might need to make sure that you start cycling them, is the word I was, it took me a while to figure out that word, cycle them. If you have multiple phones in your family, make sure that you have one on and the rest off, and then just turn them on until you make sure that you've got a good source of power. We talk about this just because we know that at some point in time, it could be us that's dealing with these issues. We probably won't have the hurricanes that they're dealing with there. Our issue is to be careful of, cognizant of earthquakes. Gasoline surged in New York based on the, go back to the gasoline story, surged in New York already based on what's going on in the hurricane area. Gas prices, motor fuel prices climbed as much as 6.6% in New York, advancing for an eighth session while crude oil was little changed. Harvey has shuttered about 23% of the U.S. refining capacity, potentially cutting fuel-making ability to the lowest level since 2008 and depriving the Colonial Pipeline of supplies. Its operator was forced to shut the main diesel line late Wednesday and planned to halt its gasoline line Thursday, meaning motorists from Maine to Florida may soon see higher prices at the pump. As gasoline surged to a two-year high, U.S. oil prices lost about 4% since Harvey made landfall as demand from refiners fell. I told you about that just a little bit ago. The demand from the refiners is dropping. Oil keeps coming in. There it is. You've got the issues going on right there. Hopefully we will see some leadership from the United States Congress. We've got about $150 billion needed in capacity to deal with, or $150 billion in welfare or need, not welfare, but need for the area. Just amazing what's going on down there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more news. Empty nesters, should they remodel or sell? Secured credit cards that offer rewards. Should you pay off your mortgage or invest the money? All of that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it. Will we be delivering it to you? Sorry, I lost my thought right there. Got distracted. Need some trusted guidance. I'll be delivering it every day at Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Well, let's take a look. Where are we? We got two big stories that we're going to share with you right now. The real-time real estate segment being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. No advertising on there. You just need to put in some parameters. Where do you want to live? What is the number of bedrooms, bathrooms? Give us an idea of the price. No advertising on there. And anytime there's a new listing in that neighborhood, you are going to get a text message saying, hey, look at me. I know those of you, I look kind of weird sometimes, most of the time. Just text NEST to 79564 anyway. Empty nesters, is it best to remodel or is it time to sell? Your children have finally moved out. Probably celebrating a little bit. And you and your spouse now live alone in a four-bedroom. Two choices to make. Remodel your house to fit your current lifestyle and needs. Sell your house and purchase the perfect home. Forwarding addresses. I'm not sure you want to give out a forwarding address if you're moving. Just a thought right there. Based on the record of dollars spent on remodeling and renovations, it appears that many homeowners are deciding on, number one, to remodel their house and fit their current lifestyle. You probably bought it at a time when your children were the major consideration in determining family housing needs. Along with a large home, you more than likely are also considered school district, the size of the property, and the makeup of other families living in the neighborhood. Example, you wanted a block with other kids and your children could play with and a backyard large enough to accommodate that. Remodeling your home to meet your current needs might mean combining two bedrooms to make one big master suite and changing another bedroom into the massive walk-in closet you always wanted. However, if you live in a neighborhood that historically attracts young families, you may be dramatically undermining the value of your house by cutting down the number of bedrooms and making it less desirable to the typical family moving onto your block. And according to a recent study, you will recoup only 64.4% of remodeling project investment dollars if you sell in the future. 64.4%. Your home is probably at its highest value as it stands right now. Instead of remodeling your house, Lisa, you got the right answer. Sell. Lisa's chiming in with us right there on the Facebook page. If you're not on Ron Siegel Radio or Ron Siegel on Facebook, you'll see some of the comments going through on there. Lisa came up with the right answer very early on, sell. In many cases, this well-designed home will give you exactly what you want in less square footage. So sell now. There's a big demand for property, so you can get the most money for your house. If, depending upon your age, you might be able to take advantage of some tax fits your needs in the neighborhood that you want that's more conducive to what you're doing and where you're living. If you are living in a house that no longer fits your needs, at least consider checking out other homes in your area that would meet your lifestyle needs before taking on the cost and hassle of remodeling your current house. Just a thought for you. The idea there is here's the issue. We know now that based on the study, 64.4%, this is remodeling.net came out with this study, 64.4% is the amount that you're going to get back for your investment dollar. Spend $100,000 and go to sell your house next year, you're going to recognize $64,000 of it, $36,000 immediate loss right there. With interest rates as low as they are right now, and I just shared with you the Freddie Mac number, 3.82% this week, 3.82%. Why wouldn't you take advantage of the market or at least look? Meet with a great real estate professional. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I just shared, we had a project that we just put on some of our social media channels last week. You can find it on Siegel Lending Team. Over 9,000 people saw the listing. There was 50 or 60 engagements, 30, 40 people looking for it. Lots of interest on the property. Lots of interest. And this is on an $800,000 or $900,000 property. Lots of interest. When we do these social media campaigns, we're only targeting the people that can afford the property. So we're targeting people that can afford an $800,000 or $900,000 property. And like I say, 9,000 people were reached with this particular option. There are people out there right now looking for properties. There's a huge demand for property. And you start looking at a 3.82% Freddie Mac rate. Holy cow, take advantage of these numbers, because now the property that you're leaving, there are people out there just like Lisa who have clients looking for that property right now, and they can't find them because we've got a real, real shortage of inventory on the market. When you've got a shortage of inventory on the market, prices tend to go up. Properties get bid up. So maybe you can cash out some of that money that you had there, some of that appreciation. We talked about this yesterday. What was it, 74% appreciation in the area of California since the time of purchase? And that was about an eight-year holding period, 74% appreciation. Now, I don't know if your neighborhood is the same. We've looked at them. I share those numbers all the time on Ron Siegel Radio and on Siegel Lending Team's Facebook page, what these statistics are. And I know that for the Orange County metropolitan area, over the last 42 years, 5.1% annual appreciation, 5.1. So if you've been holding your house for 10 years, you've got, 55% appreciation since you bought the house. Take some of that money, enjoy it, put the rest of it into the new house and have a lower payment. You've got a 3.82% Freddie Mac number. Move on with your life. Enjoy life. That's what it's all about. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So the question here is, are you a techie like I am? If you like the technology, if you're watching us again, ronsiegelradio.tv, or if you're on the social media channels watching us, holy cow, you see all the technology on my desk. Well, the new iPhone is coming out, due out to be released, the information on it being released September 12th. Think about this. I've got the old person's version of the iPhone right here in front of me. Why do I say it is the old person's version? Well, it's because the big one, it's the iPhone Plus. I don't know if they're doing what they're doing with the iPhone Plus, if they're going to do the same things. But on the new iPhone now, it looks like there's not going to be any more home key. They're getting rid of the home key. You're going to have a little bar along the bottom that has the different apps that you've got open, so you can tap on that. You'll have some sort of a wiping or weaving type goodie that's going to be able to allow you to deal with the next steps there. Somehow, I don't know if it's coming through on the background there somewhere in one of our apps. In fact, like I said, I'm a techie. In our apps, it's got something going in the background. It sounds like a phone ringing. So the new iPhone, high-end iPhone, plans a taller screen, rounded corners, cut out at the top of the display of the camera, and sensors. New antenna locations, the images will show up much better. Apple tests several designs that are out there right now. Across the bottom of the screen, there's a thin software bar in lieu of the home button. User can drag up to the middle of the screen to open the phone. When inside an app, a similar gesture starts multitasking. From here, users can continue to flick upwards to close the app, go back to the home screen, and animation and testing sucks the app back into its icon. The multitasking interface has been redesigned to appear like a series of standalone cards that can be swiped through versus the stack of cards on current iPhones. The images show. Now, we had also had an article that I was looking at just recently that gave us the idea of what are the millennials want on their iPhone? What is one of the a status symbol? So a new survey finds millennials will delete apps that don't look good on their home screens. Obsessed with home screen decor. In fact, more than one in five have deleted an app in the past year because they didn't like how it looked on their phone or tablet's home screen, according to Comscore's annual mobile app report. That was almost non-existent with Gen Xers just and baby boomers, 3%. You look at a screen every day and you see the brand staring back at you, so there's no doubt that it confers social identity. Millennials really think of their phones as a status symbol, and what apps you see on your screen, the combination of colors, the brands, and what they stand for say a lot about you as a person. You got to love the way the millennials think in this day and age. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Secured credit cards that offer rewards should you pay off your mortgage and invest the money. And grocery shopping in college, 16 ways to save money. I don't know that I'll get to all of them, but we will chat about them. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it at any time at Ron Siegel Radio, or every day at Ron Siegel Radio, any time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Got a little tongue twisters going today. I don't know about must know that we're going to probably take a little bit of time off for the next for the long weekend, so maybe that's why my tongue does not want to operate properly today. I don't know what the story is. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report and it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Go to the website, check them out. They've got the answers. Secured credit cards that offer rewards. That's something you don't see too often. Consumers with poor or non-existent credit should consider secured cards for their spending and credit building needs. Secured cards have looser credit restrictions and require a security deposit up front to open, but otherwise operate like traditional credit cards. With secured cards, your poor or limited credit history won't necessarily keep you from earning rewards. While most secured credit cards are no-frills affairs, some do offer spending initiatives. So here's some of the cards and some of the rewards. The Discover It Secured Credit Card. 2% cash back up to $1,000 in combined purchases at restaurants and gas stations per quarter. 1% cash back on everything else. A first-year cash back match is the sign-up bonus. No annual fee. Interest rates of 23.99 on purchases, 10.99 for 6 months on balance transfers, then variable. Why pick it? Gas and dining purchases earn double cash back, and there's a lucrative sign-up bonus. Benefits are all gas stations. Restaurant spending earns 2% cash back up to $1,000 in purchases each quarter. Other purchases earn 1%. Discover Matches' bonuses doubles the first year. Drawback, if you don't own a car or dine out often, your cash back potential is diminished. The SkyPass Visa Secured Card, 1 mile for every dollar spent on eligible purchases. The sign-up bonus is 5,000 SkyPass bonus miles. The $50 annual fee, 17.24% interest on purchases and balance transfers. Yes, I don't know about this one. $50 annual fee, I'm not a fan of. And SkyPass, that means you have to use the points. Delta, Korean Air, Air France. I don't like those ones. So just sharing that one with you. You can get it, but unless you've got a better option, I wouldn't do it. Best Western Rewards Secured MasterCard. 13 points for every dollar spent on Best Western stays. 2 points for every dollar spent on other purchases. $29 annual fee, 22% APR. Cardholders earn 13 points per stay. If you're a big-time user of Best Western, that might be good. But if you don't stay at Best Western, who cares? Navy Federal Rewards Secured Credit Card. 1 point per dollar spent. No sign-up bonus. No annual fee. 9.99 to 18% interest. Navy Federal members can earn points for goodies. All purchases earn 1 point. You must be a Navy Federal member to access the card. Again, just not too exciting. Aero Mexico, 2 miles for every dollar spent on gas and groceries. 1 mile for every dollar spent on everything else. No annual fee, 24% APR. If you go to Mexico a lot, don't drink alcohol in Mexico. Don't drink the water in Mexico. I guess you got to stick with soda or bring your own. But if you go to Mexico a lot, that might be a benefit to you. Those people that need the secured card, there's a few options for you. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. Everybody does. And they are all, in my opinion, I've never seen one that's correct yet. So maybe if you have one that's correct, you could be the first person ever that I've seen with a correct card. I don't know. We'll look at it. But that is the story. That is your Credit Matters segment. Should you pay off your mortgage or invest the money? I get this question all the time. Pay off your mortgage or invest the money? And you probably know my answer, because while I am a big proponent of real estate, of owning your own home, I am not a proponent of paying off your mortgage. I feel it is extremely high in risk. Owning your own home, paying off a mortgage is, to me, one of the highest risk items you can do. And people all the time say to me, okay, Ron, how can it be a high risk if I've paid off my property, if I have no mortgage? How do you call that a high risk? Well, there's a lot of things right there. What if you need the property? What if you need the money? How are you going to get money? You've got, that's basically a safe deposit box that you do not have a key to. Because I promise you, I've led lending teams. I've been involved in borrowing of money since the early 80s, between businesses, mortgages, everything else. There is no lender out there, and I shouldn't say no, because there's very, very few, next to no lenders out there that lend money to people who are in need. Lenders want to lend money to people who are in want. They want to borrow money. They don't need to borrow money. Big difference. If you really, really need money, try going to a bank. They're going to look at your balance sheet. They're going to look at your financial statements. You're not going to get money when you're really, really in need. Now, on the other hand, when you want money, when you have the options of taking out a loan, well, then you can go and you can get money when you're working, when you don't need the money. That's the times that you're going to get a loan. It's very simple to get a loan. You put together your balance sheet. You put together your tax returns. You put together your pay stubs or your 1099s, show the checks coming in, bank statements, whatever it might be. Then you get money. Then you get a loan. So here's some variables to consider with various individuals. And I'm just going to go with a couple of them here. To decide between paying off the mortgage or investing the money. This comes from a certified financial planner, and I'm going to look at his comments, and I'll tell you some of mine as we go through it. Look at your home's current market value, the mortgage interest rate. We know that you can borrow right now, if you qualify at Freddie Mac numbers, 3.82%. Freddie Mac just came out with that number today. Let's say you can't get that, and you go to 4.25%. Doesn't matter, whatever the numbers are. What is your mortgage interest rate? What is the home appreciation in your area, 5.1%? Over the last 42 years in Orange County? What's your income tax rate? What's your expectations for inflation? An assumed rate of return. Al Manfrey, he's a frequent contributor to our broadcast, good friend. He's got some programs that are going to guarantee between 2 and 17% return. And it's tax deferred, could even be tax free. So maybe you want to put an assumed rate of return in there. in an analysis using national averages for these six parameters to compare different scenarios between investing and paying off a home loan early. The math on each of these what-ifs favored investing over paying off the mortgage. Well, now, does that surprise anybody that's a regular listener to Ron Siegel Radio? I talk all the time. Investing is far better off. You want to have as little money as possible tied up in the property. Because if property values go down and you've got the money in a safe, secure investment, you are in control. I'm just going to share that with you. It's real, real simple. Here's the issue.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Now, my guys are a little slow on that the boards this morning. So say you're a conservative investor, low tax bracket, high mortgage interest rate. Well, that would be pretty foolish. Why are you in a high mortgage interest rate?
You know better than that.
If you're an aggressive investor in a high tax bracket with a low 30-year fixed rate mortgage, then you want to invest. If you're under 50, you want to invest. If you've got a high mortgage rate, get out of it. Get the money out. I can't tell you to invest the money. FINRA wouldn't like that, but invest the money. If it was me, I'd invest the money. That's what I should say. So reasons to keep your mortgage, according to Goodbread and Rick Edelman, founder of Edelman Financial Services, homeowners need to maintain liquidity. If you have a financial emergency, cash reserves are essential. Homeowners who pour every dime into paying off their mortgage early might not have a cash cushion. You've essentially buried the money in the walls of your house. A mortgage doesn't affect your home's value. The home itself doesn't care if it has debt on it or not. Mortgage interest is inexpensive because the mortgage is secured by the value of the home. Interest rates are much cheaper than for credit cards and personal loans, and the interest you pay is tax deductible. It's likely the cheapest money you'll ever borrow. Mortgage payments get easier with time. They're often a budget stretch for young homeowners. But with a 30-year fixed mortgage, time is on your side as the effects of inflation and a growing income take hold. That monthly payment gets easier and easier to make. Investments will outperform the interest cost of the mortgage over the long term. That scares some people. Not me. I like to say go to these smart guys that know how to do it. Wealth is created by investing, not paying down debt. What do you do if you're in your 40s to retire a millionaire? I would say continue the investments. I've shown people. I've done courses on it, classes on it. Maybe we should do this again one day real soon. Talking about how to retire $18,000 a month with a mortgage and significant investments, but no IRA. Oh. Yeah, a lot of folks are chiming on the Facebook page. Glad to see you there. Thanks, Tony, for sharing that. Yet they don't lend money to people who need it. You are 100% correct. It goes to money. Money goes to the people who want it. So before you need it, think about this one. Do you know anybody that's ever had a cognitive issue, Alzheimer's, dementia, something like that? Do you know any one of them? And I speak about this from experience. Not that I have it. Some people think that I'm demented. But my dad passed away. We suffered with it for a long time. So the issue became when you get to the point of having those, nobody has a reservation for that. You don't know when it's going to hit you or your family. If you are prepared in advance, you have options. Get the money when you can. Put it into the safe, secure investments like we talked about with Al or we've talked about with Brett. Chris Bissonnette will be here on Friday next week to talk about some safe, secure investments. When you put that money away there, you don't have to worry because you've got the cash. If you need to make a mortgage payment, no problem. You've got cash. If you need to go for medical care, you've got cash. If you're old enough and you have the reverse mortgage and you've done these things, no problem. You can just write a check for it. If you need to get a mortgage, if you've paid off your house and you need to get a mortgage, now you've got problems. I've got a bad feeling about it. And I've led a lending team for a long time. Oh, very, very simple. Robin, let's chat because if you've got a house that's in a trust, it doesn't matter if it's a living trust. It's borrowable if you can qualify for the loan. That's where the big issue comes in. We should chat about that. I'm going to come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, why middle-class millennials are taking out hefty loans to travel the world, and we'll talk about some shopping ways to save money for college students. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star is the only source for the Fast Pass Loan Approval. Fast Pass Loan Approval. That allows your real estate professional to go out there and make a same as cash offer. They think it's on the residential purchase agreement. I have a real estate license, but I don't buy and sell real estate. Think about this concept. I think it's box J4 on the residential purchase agreement. Let the real estate agent say that there is no loan contingency on the offer. No loan contingency. They don't have to worry about that. Gold Star and the Fast Pass, they're the only source for that. Why middle-class millennials are taking out hefty loans to travel the world? That is the subject of today's Mortgage Minute. So this article comes from a millennial, 24-year-old who works as a research assistant at a Washington, D.C. think tank, would now be considered middle class by most standards, but neither of her parents attended college, grew up with a single mother who lived below the poverty line. She excelled in high school and attended Brown University, but when she got there, she noticed that some of her peers had a distinct advantage. They could afford to take unpaid internships and spend summers abroad. She decided to take out some small student loans to cover the cost of those activities. It's sort of a keeping up with the Joneses thing, she said. Particularly when you're in that atmosphere, you want to be able to have similar experiences. She wanted to be doing something that she thought was productive. Traveling is what she thought was productive. That's interesting. So with the help of financial aid, some student loans, she was able to keep up completing two unpaid internships and a study abroad program in Russia. I wonder if she worked for the Trump Organization. She also worked for her student newspaper, which was very time-consuming. And when she graduated, she owed $11,000 in student loans that had helped cover the cost, including housing and commuting, during her internships. The problem was not unique. Young adults sometimes get flack for spending frivolously on Instagram-worthy trips, extravagant bachelor parties, and avocado toast. But middle-class Americans who are transitioning from college to job market have a reason for some of those luxury packages. They believe all of that experience will benefit them when they're looking for a job. That's according to a new study published in the peer-reviewed Journal of Consumer Research from researchers at Bucknell University, Northwestern University, and the University of Arizona, who studied how middle-class young adults act as consumers. The middle-class emerging adults voraciously consume exploratory experiences in the presence with their imagined future selves in mind. It found, in other words, they spend money on expensive travel in order to gain more life experience and give them an edge in the job market, or so they don't regret missing out on fun experiences later in life when they have more responsibilities. So they might miss out on buying a house later in life because they can't afford it now because they've spent that money and have these student loans to deal with, but that's just a different issue. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you again by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Grocery shopping in college, ways to save money. Check student-friendly stores. The easiest way to save money while shopping is to frequent local markets that offer student discounts. Usually stores close to campus know they'll get more customers if they offer a 5 to 10% discount for those with university ID cards. Buy generic or store brand products. Shop vegetarian or mostly vegetarian. Besides being bad for the environment, meat is pretty expensive. Buy frozen vegetables. It'll save you some money. Plan your meals and stick to that plan. Use coupons. Seriously, save money on bags. That's a dumb one. Eat before you shop. A big issue right there. Eat before you shop. Use technology to your advantage. These days, there's an app for everything. Grocery shopping is no different. Don't waste anything. Supercook.com to turn whatever's left in your fridge and pantry into a meal. Check out the dollar stores. They've always got some good bargains there. Shop alone. Going shopping with friends can be fun, but shopping on a budget is not a social activity. Buy what's in season. Freeze anything and everything. Be alert at the cash register. Avoid perishable bulk item deals. They can pose some problems for you. Just a few thoughts for you right there as well. And as always, we do ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Have a great Labor Day weekend. I'm going to take a couple days off. We'll have some record broadcasts. Ron Siegel, mbelinks.com/listen live or ronsiegelradio.tv.
I'll make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere. Lunch break.